We're Alive is brought to you by
Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. Squarespace is constantly improving their platform with new features, new designs, and even better support. They have beautiful designs for you to start with and all the style options you need to create a unique website for you or your business. It's incredibly easy to use, but if you want some help, Squarespace has an amazing support team that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code DARKNESS to get 10% off and to show your support for We're Alive. We thank Squarespace for their support of the show.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 43. The Darkness Ahead. Part 3 of 3.
The marks. You can read? Datu!
Shit! What happened?
Datu. Did I hurt you?
No! No! It's something else. My head.
You okay?
It's going away.
Just breathe. Just breathe, man. In and out. Breathe. There you go.
What happened?
I read something. And then... there's an address on that list.
I know, that was radon. It's...
No. Not that one. There's another. You... you just can't read it.
Where? Here, write it down. What is it?
I can't... remember.
Try!
Read it again?
No. It hurts.
Well, can you look quick?
Oh, shit! What happened?
I don't know.
Is this it? Is he?
Yeah, get the syringe, the special one. It's...
No, no, no. Stop. I'm okay. I'm okay.
What just happened?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you would...
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay, I still look good.
For a second... It was like I was... sitting back... away from what I could see. Like I was in the back seat of my mind. Watching from a distance.
That doesn't sound good.
Look, I'm gonna grab the blood tester. Datu, why don't you just sit down over there, okay?
It's in the back seat.
Datu quietly sat on the ground with his back against the generator as we put his sample into the machine. Once we got the readouts, well, it wasn't good.
Where's the chart? What is...
Stage 3. Highest we've ever seen.
But his eyes are still...
Yeah, I know.
And he's still here, and with us.
What is it? Shouldn't you include me?
He's right.
Datu, there's no skating around it. You're at stage 3.
Is that why
I don't know.
I'm gonna get Tanya on the radio, see what she says.
Sure, go ahead.
You think this is it?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me? How you feeling?
Give me a minute.
All right. Wait, you were able to write something. The address, Cordova.
I did.
Hold on, let me look at the Thomas Guide. South Pasadena? No, not there. What page is this on? Calling out loud. Hey, there! Yeah, it's a real place in Pasadena. Not far from where the arena was, I think.
Can you tell what it is?
It can't be very big. I think this is residential here and here.
They all can't be there.
Yeah, but maybe this is where he is. Roberts.
Talk with Tanya. Said you should make the call. Said if you want to say goodbyes, then you can call back and...
No. No more goodbyes. I've had enough of them. I can't keep doing that.
Vic, look at this. He was able to read that list. Look what he found.
You could read that? Anything else in there he might be able to?
I don't know. Let me... Oh, here. The other symbols from the jail. Anything?
No. Nothing.
Well, here. Keep flipping through.
No. These don't mean anything. Oh, wait. Maybe that one.
Datu stopped at the symbol with the three lines on top and the five that came to a point below it. He looked over it, and something must have made sense.
It means... No. It makes me feel like... Stop, or...
Okay, that's enough. It's hurting him.
But why? How can
because
he...
Because they can read it. I can.
I guess that means you're getting close, huh?
Maybe.
Hey, what if there's other things he can understand? Or know?
What?
Maybe we're not capable of seeing what's there, but he can. We're not supposed to know where this second address was.
Is that why... We could only read half?
And what happened when we went to that first address? We were attacked. But this place, what Datu wrote down, how would we ever know about that? They won't expect us.
Well, what? You want to go now?
Well, who knows what else we might see there? And if he can read it...
Not easily. You just saw what happened.
Yeah, but he can.
Whoa. Slow down, man. Just drop everything and go there? And take Datu with us?
How much can he do here, really? Hey, Datu, you want to help us? If we had a chance to get back at them in some way, would you?
Of course.
Saul and all of them are dealing with getting the equipment at the hospital. And no one at the colony is free. They're all moving out.
We have the gun truck. We can go ourselves.
And do what? Remember the soldiers? What happened to them? It's just the three of us. You're getting desperate, man. Whatever's in there could tear us apart.
I don't plan on going inside. There's a difference.
What?
I'm not stupid. All I want to do is set up a few of our spotters around there. A couple minutes at the most. If Datu sees something, then it might help us figure out what's there.
What about the pump?
This won't take long. That'll still be here. Datu won't...
Won't be.
Should we wait for Pete and Max?
No, we can get there and back before they do. It won't take much time away from this. I'll radio the colony and let CJ know.
I don't know. Seems dangerous.
Hey, you wanted me to treat you like a soldier? Well, now's your chance. Nothing we do is without risk anymore, and we need to start taking a few. And what happened to Puck? Even with all that he went through, he still believes the only way we can live is to fight.
Ah, Dios mío. All right, get on the radio.
I drove, with Victor manning the turret and Datu in the back seat, locked to the chassis of the truck. We headed by the arena on the way and grabbed a few of our spotters we'd left there. I still had enough batteries to swap the dead ones out and get three working. From there, we headed to the address on Cordova that Datu read on the paper. The wind was picking up, and it started to drizzle. All right, it's up ahead. Does it look clear? Any idea which place it is?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's that church.
The building? There? It's really small.
Well, that can't be where they're all hiding. So what is it?
What now? I'm kind of exposed out here.
Datu, you got the spotters ready?
Yeah, just unlock the chains on my feet. You can leave my hands. I can manage.
Plan them quick, all right?
Well, what if they're not here?
Yeah, I don't know if this is it. Maybe he read it wrong.
I don't want to look at it again.
Just get the spotters in place and let's get going. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just get an angle on the front and the side. Got it?
Got it.
I'll watch your back.
The church stood alone on a large lot of land. The grayish-brown main structure was made out of stone and had large stained glass windows and a bell tower near the back. It wasn't particularly new, but wasn't ancient either. I watched out the window as the drizzle started to block my view. Datu darted over, across the street, positioned the first box and pushed it into the ground. Next, he sped to the area to the right of the church by a tree and positioned the second.
I just thought of something. Saul and Tanya couldn't read that stuff, right? The writing?
No, they couldn't.
But he can. I guess that means they are in the clear.
I thought we already knew that.
More or less.
As Datu finished staking the second one in, he motioned to a third spot, and I gave him a thumbs up from inside the truck. But then, as he went to the opposite side, Datu started to slow down.
What is it?
Something's wrong.
Is he? He's not moving. Does he see something?
Shit. I don't know. Fuck it, I'm driving closer. Datu was using the box as a crutch as he struggled to stand. He leaned his forehead against it and just stared at the ground, not saying anything.
Is this it? He changing?
It might be.
I'm okay.
What happened?
I read up there.
He pointed to an area on the church that had large, distinct lines scratched into the stone. They looked similar to the ones on the paper Datu read earlier, but not different enough to stand out. Hey.
Are you?
I'm gonna be fine. Just give me a second. I need to put this by the door over there.
Hey, you sure you're okay, Datu?
Yeah.
And just like that, he picked himself up and stared towards the ground, avoiding eye contact with the church.
What does it say? On the stone.
Just get it in position.
Where's he going?
As Datu rounded the bush, he went to push the last camera into the ground. But instead, he turned and immediately started walking toward the side door of the church.
He's going inside!
Datu, get back here!
What do we do?
Damn it, I don't know.
Do we leave him?
No, I can't.
What?
I promised. Grab the Mata gun.
I'm not going in there.
You want to stay out here alone?
No!
Let's just get him before he goes too far. Just cover the corners like we showed you. Shit, never mind. Give me that thing.
You don't trust me?
It's not that it... All right, fine. Go on, lead us in. The doorway led right into the main body of the church. Light of all colors shined through the stained glass and painted the walls. Datu stood only a few feet in, staring towards the altar with the camera box still in his hand. Victor and I crouched low to not be seen, but there wasn't anyone else inside.
Datu, get over here!
Datu, come on! Dumb shit!
Oh,
there he is.
Datu, you all right?
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Something came over me.
Is it time?
I don't know. It might be. It happened again. Seeing from a distance.
Why don't you sit down?
I guess you found what you needed.
What?
What are you... As Victor and I walked closer, we could see what Datu was staring at. By the front of the church, near the pulpit, the floorboards were all pulled up and jutted out like spikes, surrounding a large dirt hole, an entrance over 10 feet wide that went deep into darkness.
Holy shit.
That's where they are. Oh, man.
Give me the camera box. We need to get a picture of this.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go off like that. There was that symbol again on the top of the door outside. I couldn't resist it.
What did it say?
It didn't say anything, but it meant something. Enter.
We are not going down there.
Do you think I'm stupid? Datu, come on, get up. We need to get out of here.
Can he still go? Should we do the injection now?
Any second, something could come up out of there. Datu, can you make it?
Yeah.
Outside, now.
Should I put the camera back in the box or...
Just put it in your bag. As we started to push through the door, Victor stopped and held up his arm to hold us back. He peered outside through the small opening.
Oh, shit. There's a bunch coming.
Can we make it to the truck?
I don't know if that's an option.
I moved closer to see for myself. A large group was coming toward us. Given how fast they were moving, the amount of ammo left for the 50 cal, Datu, everything, escape was not an option.
What the fuck do we do now?
Where can we go?
Oh, they're coming from this side too. Oh, we're surrounded.
Shit.
Hello? Hello? Anyone out there? We have a situation.
Damn it, the rain's fucking with the signal again.
Where can we go?
Shit.
In the... No way!
Go! Now!
Come on!
I can hear them!
The movement was close. There wasn't any other choice. We turned and ran into the hole, heading deeper into the black.
This was quite a find. A lot more antibiotics.
I thought you liked that. You think there's anything in there that might help Datu?
Oh, I don't think so. I doubt they did much good on you anyway. Well, aside from the real infection, not whatever causes the zombie thing.
Pass that one this way, would you? I still need to log it.
Is that really necessary? If CJ's leaving, we don't have to do any of this shit anymore.
Oh, you didn't hear. Michael invited her to stay with us, apparently.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
What do you mean?
Well, I guess it really doesn't matter anymore, but... Well...
Saul explained to us how and why he and Victor convinced CJ to go into the colony. He admitted it wasn't exactly honest, but that it was the only way to possibly get Lizzie.
That's kind of what got her out, so... Yeah. There's no way I could have let Lizzie stay in there, you know.
Look at the colony now. Those people might not be alive if you didn't.
Exactly.
That's all hindsight.
You're going to take her side on this?
Things aren't always black and white. Look at what it cost her. She had all this here, and yet she still gave it up. Lost her leg, too, and that's a hell of a thing to be without in a world like this.
I told her not to go in there without me.
If she didn't, would Bert still be here?
That's hindsight.
Still, I understand now why she wouldn't want you there. Yet, she still had enough compassion to give you some place to stay.
Of course, because she loves the guy.
I didn't say...
You didn't have to. It's pretty obvious.
Okay. Maybe she does. But y'all know I'm with Lizzie.
And CJ knows that, too. Maybe she just didn't want to be reminded of it every day.
Yeah, maybe.
That makes a whole lot more sense now that...
Lizzie! Oh, hey, that stuff, that wasn't...
Something's wrong.
Lizzie?
I got her.
What's wrong?
Here, come sit.
Is it time? Do we need to...
Oh, she doesn't look good.
Blondie, what's wrong?
I don't know.
She's burning up.
I know.
Hey, just look at me, okay?
I am.
What can I do?
Move, I got this.
All right, what do we need to give her?
I have some things, but I can't.
Just give it to her.
I can't because of the baby.
No. Ow.
Wait.
Quiet, all of you. Oh, the baby's heart rate's down.
What does that mean? You know what you're doing, right?
I've read up enough. Just let me work.
Is he okay?
Her blood pressure's through the roof.
What does that mean?
What can we do?
I'm figuring it out. Give me a minute.
We don't have a minute.
You, come here.
We don't...
Now!
Where's he going? What? Just leave me.
I don't have time for this bullshit. You pull your head out of your ass and focus. You can't be the father freaking out right now. Not in front of her. I need you, the only medic I have. Calm down and help. Got it?
Okay.
Let's go. I checked everything I could, but things were starting to get worse, and I wasn't going to be able to treat her with what I had at Dunbar.
Here's a fresh towel. Thank you.
What is it, Mama?
We may need to get that baby out of her. To do that, we're going to need to move her.
To where?
The closest medical facility we can. I don't have surgical supplies.
We're taking her from here.
We have to. I don't have what I need.
The colony?
Too far. I'm not even sure what they have left there. I need those things on my list.
What? Wait. No.
Remember what I said? You need to focus right now. I need to operate. I also need to monitor the baby at the same time. And I cannot do that here. Not safely.
We have to go there? That's safer?
Yes. We don't have a choice. If we wait any longer, we risk losing both of them.
Oh, God.
Colony, come in.
Why are you calling Colony?
Michael, anyone out there?
What? Wayne could be messing with the relays. Try the landlines.
What's going on?
Oh, no one's picking up at Michael's safe house. I'll try the colony again.
There's a wheelchair down the hall.
What? Where are we going?
Oh, it's the answering machine. Colony, this is Tanya. Lizzie's going into labor. We will need any and all assistance available. We're heading to Kane Hospital for emergency surgery.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason,
Otto Sterk,
Nate Gies,
Shirley Jordan,
Jay Olegario,
Blair Wayland,
and Tammy Klein.
I'm Michael Swan.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Line producers Blair Wayland and Grayson Stone.
Zinterns Ray Husky and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean.
Assistant director Elisa Elliott.
Edited by Phil Englert and Casey Wayland. Music selections and intro by Brother Dan.
Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Wayland production.